Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, it's Marty Coelho for Community Comment. A couple of weeks ago, I had a conversation with a retail store employee who told me she wanted to retire. She was turning 65 and she was just worn out. The challenge was she was only going to receive $1,000 a month in Social Security. She had no idea how she could survive. It made me wonder, how many other Americans are stuck in this same situation? A recent report said 36% of Americans believe they will never have enough money to retire. This is beyond sad. How can we let individuals work their entire lives at low wages with no pensions and then just say to them, you don't get to retire? How can that happen in America? Priorities. Our country lacks priorities around its own people and ensuring that we have the systems and resources in place to care for an aging population. As a country, we never seem to fail to find the money to drive agendas that benefit big corporate America or the rich, but when we need funds for the elderly or the poor, then it suddenly becomes a conversation about the debt. Now, you may believe in the bootstrap philosophy, folks just need to pull themselves up, and if the poor just can't work their way up and out, well, that's their issue, not ours. But from an economic perspective, this philosophy makes absolutely no sense. As a country, we will pay far more to take care of the elderly on the back end after they get sick and lose their housing than we would if we just helped them on the front end. Did you know 50 of our country's largest corporations haven't been paying federal taxes? No taxes. For years. And I know some folks will say, well, if the companies do well, we'll do well. But honestly, is that true? Only 53% of Americans own stock. So 47% of Americans gain nothing when companies are increasing their profits. And if you say these 50 companies are going to take their extra profits and create new jobs, well, not really. Instead, they buy back their stock and invest in the stock market. No new jobs, no new markets. We also have 600 to 700 billionaires in the U.S. These individuals are fortunate enough to not pay taxes because they have lawyers and CPAs. Hey, more power to them, but I can't afford that help, so I guess I just have to pay my taxes. There are 331 million Americans in the U.S. and 600 to 700 billionaires, so I'm not seeing how the average Joe or Jane has a chance to pull themselves up to that level. And there's only 6 million millionaires, so that seems like a stretch for the average American as well. I mean, the bottom line is, it takes money to make money. The game is not rigged for the poor or the middle class to get rich, period. So as far as that employee trying to figure out how she's going to retire on $1,000 a month, well, sorry, miss, our country doesn't see you as a priority. Never has, probably never will. My name is Marty Coelho, and remember, the little guy, the little gal, well, they built this country, and they're still the ones making it work. And in the end, folks, their demise, it will be our own.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.